Another reminder about the gruesome dangers of snowblowers. While some folks opt for a snowblower in hopes of avoiding strain on their backs from shoveling, there's potential for a different kind of injury. Dr. Kyle Martin, medical director at St. Mary's Emergency Department in Madison, says severed fingers are common in the emergency rooms at this time of year.
The common scenario with those patients are, some object will get caught in the auger, and even with the engine off, they'll still feel at that point that it's safe to try to reach in and get whatever is stuck in the auger out.
It might seem like common sense, but Martin says, even though the power is off, it's a bad idea to attempt to unclog that dangerous device with your hand.
And unfortunately, there's still quite a bit of torque that's applied to those augers sometimes, and you can actually end up with a pretty significant injury. So by all means, it's again quite obvious, but it's an important tip. Don't put any extremities inside of an auger.
As of early Wednesday afternoon, St. Mary's ER has seen 7 snowblower injuries, and Meritor has seen 3. The ERs are also reporting several snow-related cardiac trauma, several falls, and even injuries from snowball fights. Hospitals expect plenty more injuries as cleanup efforts continue. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.